Last Saturday, 3rd January, as we know, the US military arrested Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in a surprise operation in Caracas, just like that. And the moment that happened, America said, now we control the game in Venezuela. After that, Trump announced something huge. Trump said the Venezuelan interim government will hand over 30 to 50 million barrels of oil to the United States. But one important detail is still unclear. Is this per day, per month, or just a one-time handover? It looks more like a one-time transfer. At current market price, roughly $56 per barrel, this oil is worth somewhere between $1.7 to $2.8 billion. Now here's a simple way to look at it. You can think of this as the total cost of the entire operation the United States carried out to arrest Maduro. So basically, the US arrested the guy, showed the whole world its power in action drama, and then recovered the full bill of that drama in the form of Venezuelan oil. In short, mission done, message delivered, and the cost paid by Venezuela in oil. And at the same time, the US also said, we will block any tanker that tries to secretly move Venezuelan oil. Basically, no permission, no oil business anywhere in the world. And now comes the thriller part. There was one tanker, earlier called Bella One. It was sanctioned by the United States, accused of carrying illegal oil for Iran, Venezuela and others, and part of something called the Shadow Fleet, basically black market oil transport. In between 20 to 25th of December, the US Coast Guard tried to stop it near Venezuela, but the ship refused to stop, turned around and ran into the northern Atlantic Ocean, and that's when the chase began. During the chase, something very dramatic happened. The crew of the ship painted a Russian flag on the ship, changed the ship's name to Marinera, and said, now we are Russian. And then it is also said that Russia even dispatched a submarine around January 6, 2026 to protect the empty sanctioned tanker evading US forces in the North Atlantic Ocean. This had now become more than oil. This has become US versus Russia. After weeks of chasing in stormy seas near Iceland, US and UK forces came in from helicopters and seized the tanker on January 7th, before the submarine and Russian warships fully arrived. They boarded the ship in the middle of the ocean and seized it. No shots fired, no war, but a very big message was sent. The US said, we don't accept your Russian flag. This ship is stateless. On the same day, 7th January, the US also seized another tanker, Sophia. Now this one was full of Venezuelan oil, trying to move quietly with its tracking system turned off. Sophia was carrying almost 2 million barrels of Venezuelan crude from Jose Oil Terminal and was intercepted early before it moved into the international waters. Now this was the fourth tanker seized in recent weeks. So what is America actually doing? The US is saying only oil that follows our rules will move. Everything else will be stopped. And at the same time, US is also rolling back some sanctions and telling Venezuela, if you work with us, you can sell oil legally. This is called carrot in one hand and stick in the other. And this is what markets heard. More oil may come to the market soon. So prices went down a bit. That is why you're seeing oil stocks falling except US oil. But behind the scenes, the world is realizing something bigger. America is not just enforcing rules anymore. America is enforcing power. The US is talking about taking Greenland, blocking Venezuelan oil, chasing ships across oceans, and openly saying the world is not run by rules. It is run by power. So what's the big picture? Think of this like a society fight. The strongest guy in the area is saying, if anything illegal happens here, I decide, not you, not the rules. That is what is happening in global politics right now. If you see, this will turn out to be dangerous. Russia's angry, China's watching, the world is nervous. Because when warships start chasing oil ships, it means the world is entering a very hard, very aggressive phase. So this is no longer just about Venezuela. This is about who controls the world's oil, seas and trade routes. And right now, America is saying, we do. I hope you found this video informative, and I'll see you in the next one.